we have a very special treat, a live local spotlight in the studio with us. Is Cecil Charles. Hi, Cecil.
How's it going, Jamie?
Great. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So you are originally from Reno, but you've since relocated to Nashville. You're back visiting. Where might people know you from before, from when you lived here?
Yeah, so graduated Galena High School in 2000 and made my way back to Reno, actually, to get my master's in business from UNR. And so a lot of people know me from there. I had a band here in town called The Pretty Unknown.
Yes.
For about 4 years from 2012 to around the time that I left. And we played a lot. So I know a lot of the jazz guys
you
here.
You recorded a bit with Tom Gordon.
We did. We did a full-length album, which actually was the whole reason that I decided to move out to Nashville. It was, I had a full-time job and at the same time was doing the band and doing the album. And, I think we spent 250 hours in the studio.
Wow.
And when you spend that much time doing something you love, it just kind of hit me that, wow, this is the coolest thing I've ever done.
This is the thing I need to do. Do you ever reunite with the band?
Sure, yeah. I saw them while I was here.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
And now tonight, you're about to get out of here, though, and head back. So you have one more big show tonight?
Yeah, well, so I'm playing tonight at Polo Lounge from 8 to 11, and they're having me back because I played there last week.
And then, I heard it's free.
It is free.
So there's no excuse, though. Get on down there after work tonight.
It is free. And then tomorrow night, I'm going up to Truckee and playing up at Schaefer's Mill at their country club.
Perfect. And then you'll get on
and
back
then I'll
to
be back to Nashville. Yes,
so,
ma'am.
Let's give Exville listeners a little taste of what they can see in Truckee or tonight at the Polo. Ready?
Yeah. This song's called Oh My Brothers, and it's a song about some really close friends who I made after I became single again in my late 20s.
This is Cecil Charles on 100.1 The X.
You found me somewhere. I hope you'll never know. That ring I wore, love semaphore, it ended up as no more than an empty hole. An empty hole. And changes, we've seen a few. And now years it's been since I walked in. You said I'd have the spare bed for at least a day or two. Well, now that day seems long ago. The Russians moved on, I know. And Lena's found a boy now. She ain't gone wrong, no. But anywhere, I'll know you're there. Till we're dead and gone. Till we're dead and gone. Oh, my brothers and my sister, we were a four-star crew. And though years we've gained, we're young again. And I only hope this little pen will tell the truth of just how much I owe to you. And changes, we've seen a few. Since I walked in, you said I'd have a spare bed for at least a day or two. Well, now that day seems long ago. The Russians moved on, I know. And Lena's found a boy now. She ain't gone wrong, no. But anywhere, I'll know you're there. Till we're dead and gone. Till we're dead and gone. Till we're dead and gone. Golden days, they tend to run together. But little memories of North Star trees and Tahoe in the sun might last forever. And that one time, yes, that one time when I'd had a lot. Although my brain went soft, my shirt came off, you sat me down. Put me back together, yes you did. And have a spare bed for at least a day or two. Well, now that day seems long ago. The Russians moved on, I know, and Lena's found a boy. Now she ain't gone wrong, no, but anywhere I'll know you're there. Till we're dead and gone, till we're dead and gone, till we're dead and gone.
No, it's just me clapping. That's not nearly enough. Cecil Charles on 100.1 The X. Tell them the name of that song one more time.
That song is called Oh My Brothers, and it will be one of the songs that I record and release this year in 2019.
Where can people find your music now if they want to download you, stream you, buy you? Where are
you? Sure. So first and foremost, my website is cecilcharles.com, but all my songs are available on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon, YouTube, all of those places. Just look for Cecil Charles. Cecil is C-E-C-I-L for all those
right.
people who aren't sure.
And it's
sure
not Cecil. It's not British.
It's not,
I made that mistake the first
Cecil.
Time.
It's if you're in the United Kingdom.
Right, but we're not.
Yeah, yeah.
And one more plug for your gigs for tonight and this weekend
sure.
before we go into podcast mode.
So playing tonight at Polo Lounge, which is right next to Sushi Pier 2 on Virginia, and playing from 8 to 11. It's a free show. Come on down. Enjoy yourselves. And then I'm playing tomorrow night up at Schaefer's Mill Country Club.
Fantastic. Thank you, Cecil. You hold still. I'm going to send X-ville listeners back on air, and we're going to continue this little podcast interview, which you guys will be able to hear tomorrow afternoon at myradiox.com. The whole thing, more music and a little more about Cecil. Let's send you off with some Fatboy Slim on 100.1 The X. And we keep going. So as you've sent these songs to us, I don't like to compare, but things always obviously remind you of other. And while you were playing that song, I just realized who you remind me of is Iron and Wine.
Okay, I will take that.
That
sure.
I mean, they're
I
one of my. That's one of my
sure.
favorites. Sam Beam is amazing, and
they're
that
beautiful.
Song just
yeah.
there sounded a lot like Iron and Wine to me. So
well,
I don't know.
Thank you.
I just wanted to say that. Are there any other musicians that you are inspired by or that you listen to? Or
sure, I'm a big fan of Michael Hedges. I don't know if you ever listened to him all that much, but it was odd. My parents had played his stuff growing up, and it wasn't until I saw the news story about him dying in 1997 where I heard something on the TV and it was a song. I was like, I heard that. I've heard that song before.
That, yeah.
And I realized that my parents had these albums, so all of a sudden I became this rabid Michael Hedges fan.
That's awesome. Were your parents, did they always have music on in the
yeah,
house when you were a kid?
Yeah, they're big fans of the Beatles, and so, you know, if you grow up listening to the Beatles, you tend to like a lot of
you're
things.
You're off to a good start.
Yeah, and the Beatles would do all sorts of things, and so, you know, I definitely take some solace in not keeping all of my songs in a specific genre because the biggest band in the world didn't do that. And
yeah.
I mean, maybe they made their name for themselves early on doing, you know, straightforward rock
yeah.
and pop songs.
But then you
songs.
Get to but, grow and experiment and find your sound.
Exactly.
Cecil's sound.
Cecil's sound.
Cool. And
well,
you
Cecil's sound.
Yeah, exactly. No. And so you mentioned on air that you're working towards an album, and we've been kind of featuring one of your songs a month. How did you come up with this concept of let's release one song a month and then culminate, hopefully, in a full album?
It was honestly from the wisdom of my producer in Nashville. We were talking about recording. We'd been recording, actually, a lot of these songs last year. And so I don't mean to, you know, show the what's behind the curtain, but I'm not
just a little bit.
Not writing and recording and releasing a song every single month.
Gotcha.
I'm just releasing a song every
okay.
single month. So I do have some in the hopper. It'd be tough to do all of that in one month.
That's
and
an
come
ambitious
up with something.
Project. Yeah,
yeah. Especially to come up with something that I'm proud of. I want to make sure I'm putting my best songs out there.
Sure.
But he had said, hey, you know, there's this band out there. If you ever thought about releasing one song a month, they did the same thing, and they were able to build their listenership and their audience.
Oh, yeah, it's a great way to build some momentum and some anticipation.
It really is. And, you know, I put out the album with The Pretty Unknown a number of years ago, and as much fun as that was, and I would just say this to most of the artists out there, you know, you put out an album and you kind of run out of things to talk about, because, I mean, you can build up a lot beforehand, and then you can play some of the songs, you can release singles and whatnot, but as soon as it's out there, it's kind of like, what do you do? What do you talk about with
your
audience?
You got to go have some life experiences so you can write some more.
Well, that exactly, but it's also just one thing that's out there, and it's hard to just keep marketing one thing. So from a marketing perspective, you know, when I have something new every month to talk about, it's fun. I mean, first and foremost, it's fun for me because I'm excited about every month, every new song that's coming out, and I think that does well for me when I'm talking to my fans, you know, about, hey, there's this new song that I'm excited to show you, and I'm actually legitimately enthusiastic about it.
You liked that one. Wait till next month.
Yeah, right, exactly. So it seems to be working really well, and I'm very excited to be working with Dominic Gibbs, my producer in Nashville. He's fantastic, and he's able to take the songs that I write and put kind of a pop understanding and arrangement on these songs of mine, which I have a lot of people say that they like, but they're not really sure the genre that it falls into.
So far, so good. It is building into something really great. Can we hear another tune from what will be your album?
Of course, yeah. Great. Yeah. So this song you've actually released on the X before, but I'm going to play it live. It was the March release. It's called Now I Have Faith.
This is Cecil Charles on 100.1 The X.
I can't blame every boy for loving you like moths to flame. None of them is to blame. But on and on you flew till you felt the same. Quit the game and you called my name. Call my name, and now I have faith. And you came out of the blue, now I have faith. Only thing I know is I need you. I've made my mistakes, but I'm letting go of all I held on to. Now I have faith. Say what my mind went through. I got off that plane and down the stairs I came, and there was you. Maybe words are vain, cause you felt the same, and you called my name. And now you call my name, and now I have faith. And you came out of the blue. Now I have faith. Only thing I know is I need you. I've made my mistakes, but I'm letting go of all I held on to. Now I have faith. And giving in, I know I'd love you. And all the times I wondered if I'd ever find a lover who would take me where I knew I'd never want another. You picked me up and never put me down. We kept falling in the backseat while a limo driver turned the corners, and you kissed me so much higher than the towers that we drove beneath. Well, the ocean made her sounds, and now I have faith. And you came out of the blue, now I have faith. Only thing I know is I need you. I've made my mistakes, but I'm letting go of all I held on to. Now I have faith. And giving in, I know I love you. I've made my mistakes. Letting go of all I held on to. Now I have faith. And giving in, I know I love you.
100.1 The X with live Cecil Charles, and now in podcast form forever. We get to keep that.
I'm excited to hear it.
Thank you. Now, we are developing quite a list of local artists that have moved on to big cities, and I love this list. There's a few that have chosen L.A., mm-hmm. New York. Why Nashville?
Sure. So I actually have some good friends here in town who used to live in Nashville, used to be involved in the music industry there. And they took a big interest in what I was doing as a songwriter. And they told me, hey, if you're going to do this professionally and we think that you can, we think that you need to move to either L.A., New York, or Nashville.
There you go. That's
but
the
we
three.
Have friends in Nashville. And so if you want to move there, we'd, you know, help get your foot in the yeah. door. And, you know, the cost of living in Nashville is less. It seemed like a more relaxed place to go in general. And I think I probably would have done very well moving to L.A. or to New York
sure.
as well. But for whatever reason, because of the contacts, it felt like, sure, why
not? Anywhere you can go where you know at least a couple people to
yeah,
start, that
it helps
a little
a
more
lot.
Comfortable.
It's very true.
Yeah.
It's very true. So, you know, I've been there the last 3.5 years, and now I'm basically on the road full time. So I'm in Nashville part-time. I'm actually out in Richmond, Virginia. I've got a good friend out there that I stay with and kind of start my East Coast tours from there. And so it's a great place to be from, and it's a great place to network. The only issue with Nashville is there's so much talent there.
Yeah.
So much talent, which is great from a learning
makes
perspective.
Makes you step up your game, too.
It definitely makes you step up your game. It's wonderful. But most of the venues are like, yeah, we don't need to pay you very much because there's somebody else over here who will play for free
mm-hmm.
just for the exposure.
A little bit hungrier.
Yeah.
Now, and you've, on a lot of these songs that you've been sending me, you're collaborating with other artists.
Uh-huh.
Are these
yeah.
people that you have met in Nashville, your time there, or people you knew, or
no, all folks that I had met in Nashville upon getting there, and I've had a wonderful time collaborating with various artists. And yeah, I think collaboration is especially great when not only do you respect that person and what it is that they bring, but if they bring something to the table that you're not necessarily very good at, and then the two of you can come up with something that's
sometimes
greater.
Sometimes that's how awesome bands get started too.
Greater than the sum of your parts, exactly. So
well, and it adds a tone to the songs, which is going to culminate in the album, and each song mm-hmm. is so different. You have some female vocals on one and some other vocals,
so
makes a really rich, full sound.
It's been fun. It's been nothing but a wonderful experience.
Well, congratulations. Can we hear another tune
sure.
that maybe will be on the Cecil Charles album?
Yeah, this one, I'm going to play one more that we've already heard, if that's all right.
Please.
This was the April release, and it's called It Ain't All Right. I wrote it with Rachel Horter in Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, yeah,
she just put out her brand new EP as well. She's going to be a superstar. So
I like her voice too.
X-Phil, cool. If you haven't heard of Rachel
send
Horter,
her our
then,
way.
Then H-O-R-T-E-R. Give her a shout out and let her know that I sent you her way.
So. Will do.
Right.
And now this is Cecil Charles on 100.1 The X.
Not hung up on wishing that you would have stayed, but everything it changes. Other times my mind's so unkind, I can't stop staring at that empty picture frame. I don't know how to rearrange it, and I can't help feeling so low, even though I know. Well, it ain't alright, but it's alright. We all lose what we love, but there's more that we can find. And I ain't been right, no, but it's alright, 'cause everybody knows how to leave. Baby, could you leave the past behind? Remember when we danced, breaking the rules and taking every single chance? But still something went wrong, now that song it always plays. Got my mind spinning back to memories we made. Hurts to listen when it comes on. Every time that record slows, I give it another go. Well, it ain't alright, but it's alright. We all lose what we love. There's more that we can't find, and I ain't been right. No, but it's alright, 'cause everybody knows how to leave. Baby, could you leave the past behind? Wishing that you would have stayed. Hear that song it always plays. my mind. Wishing that you would have stayed. Hear that song, it always plays in my mind. And we all tend to pretend there's always something better just around the bend. Hope it's real when you get there. Sometimes I just can't see. Story could be anything but fantasy. Real love is so rare, and though this book seems closed, knows how the story goes. Well, it ain't alright, but it's alright. We all lose what we love, but there's more that we can find, and I ain't been right. No, but it's alright, 'cause everybody knows how to leave. Well, it ain't alright, no, but it's alright. We all lose what we love, but there's more that we can't find, and I ain't been right. No, but it's alright, 'cause everybody knows how to leave. Baby, could you leave the past behind? Everybody knows how to leave. Baby, could you leave the past behind?
Cecil Charles on 100.1 The X. Now, we're about halfway through this year of one-a-month releases. Do you have a plan for the big shebang, the big album? Do you have...
Well, yeah, so without giving too many cards away.
All right, tease a little bit.
The album probably will include at least 12 songs. And but, you know, there might be more in there. We will see. But it'll definitely come out here at the end of the year.
Cool.
And I'm very excited to release it as, you know, as an entire kind of compilation,
yeah,
as
package.
An album. But it's been really fun to be able to do one a month as well. You know, it's getting me excited about the whole thing coming out.
Yeah, well, keep us posted when it gets closer to that. Maybe you can come back to Reno and do a little CD release show here. We'd love to be a part of that.
I would love to. And I just want to say thank you so much for playing the songs, you know, once a month.
Absolute pleasure.
It's been an honor for me. It's been wonderful.
Totally. So and thank you for making us one of your final stops before you head back to Nashville.
Of course.
I know people will listen to this a little later, but have a great show tonight and great weekend. And one more time, remind people where they can find your stuff.
Sure. So first and foremost, cecilcharles.com. That's Cecil, C-E-C-I-L, charles.com. And then if you're interested, I'm on YouTube as well as iTunes and Spotify and
Amazon.
Yeah,
you're quite the comedian on the Facebook. I see your little posts too.
Yeah, if you follow my personal page on Facebook, I have this really bad habit of not only thinking of dad jokes on a consistent, like, weekly basis, but also thinking that the entire Facebook universe needs to hear them.
Yeah,
so as soon as I think of something, I will just post it. And I'm basically taking the fall for everybody else who thinks of them but doesn't post.
Well, thank you. You're taking it one step further. Well, the May song, I'm actually going to put on the end of this podcast.
Fantastic.
We'll look forward to the June song.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say thank you and leave the listeners with the song California by Cecil Charles.
Thank you, Jamie.
On 100.1 The X.
But what meant the most? The way you laid your head upon my chest, my heart beat harder than in any other moment of the rest. Ooh, these damn memories in my mind. I'm flying to California. Golden pines, your winding lines running through California. I adore you, still adore you, if you only knew. Walking down the road, thought safe in knowing you once labeled this old fool as mine. Ooh, these damn memories, will they ever leave? You're in my mind whenever I'm flying to California. Golden pines, your winding lines running help me.